A new guide by the UN Food and Agriculture Organization to ensure measures to prevent child labor in agriculture are included in crisis response has been presented today to mark World Day Against Child Labor. Around the world, millions of children in countries affected by crisis are trapped in exploitative and dangerous work. To elaborate more on the issues and the contents of this new guide is Jacqueline de Méranville, a program officer with FAO's Decent Rural Employment Team. Ms. de Méranville, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
First of all, could you briefly define what is meant by child labor?
Child labor is work that harms a child's health, safety, or morals, or work that prevents a child from fully benefiting from education. It's also work undertaken by a child who is too young to be employed. So, for example, a child working on a fishing boat, or an adolescent applying pesticides. It could also be a child who's been pulled out of school to work on the farm or herd livestock. Not all work undertaken by children is considered child labor. So work that's undertaken in safe conditions, that protects a child, that doesn't interfere with their education, that's age appropriate, that could all be acceptable forms of engagement of children in agriculture, and that can contribute to help build their skills for the future. Unfortunately, there are many cases in agriculture where children's work goes beyond these limits. Situations of crisis and conflict can be particularly devastating for children and can push new children into child labor, or can make child labor worse for children who are already engaged in work.
What are some examples of how child labor issues manifest in crisis zones?
Disasters and conflicts can destroy livelihoods and assets, such as livestock. Families might pull their children out of school to help supply the family with income or even food and water. Children who are separated from their families may need to work to survive. In some situations, families are forced to flee and might end up in refugee camps or settlement camps. And adults in those situations might not have access to the local labor market, and therefore children may be sent to work in agriculture instead, or to collect fuel and water outside the camps where they're exposed to violence or abuse. Children who were already engaged in child labor before the crisis can be exposed to new risks or new dangers in their work. For instance, explosives in the field, firearms, conflicts over natural resources. Natural disasters could have uprooted trees and generated large amounts of debris that children are then engaged in clearing, leading to long hours of heavy work.
In countries or regions in crisis, how well are issues of child labor prioritized?
Child labor is just one of many, many issues in crises and emergency situations. Our message is that child labor should be considered along with these other issues to avoid a lost generation, and that programs whose primary objective is not about child labor should also contribute to addressing it, and at the very least, not make the situation worse. Child labor is a complex issue, especially in crisis situations, so collaboration is crucial. Child protection and education actors play a leading role, but the engagement of agriculture and food security actors is also essential, in particular to help families build back better and safer rural livelihoods and increase their resilience to shocks. So in this way, agricultural programs can help families keep their children in school and protect them from harmful work in the first place. The guidance note that we're launching today is aimed at these actors to help them understand what's at stake and how they can contribute to eliminating child labor, which is a commitment of the international community as part of the Agenda 2030 and the Sustainable Development Framework.
And what solutions does this guide offer development professionals and policymakers?
The guide helps stakeholders in agriculture, food security, and nutrition sector to be part of the solution. It provides technical and operational guidance to ensure that children are not engaged in activities that could harm their health, development, or education. It provides key questions and actions at each stage of the project cycle that can be used to prevent child labor. For example, how to include child labor in the needs assessment or at the targeting stage, how to support the inclusion of households vulnerable to child labor. It even provides indicators for monitoring the program's implementation to ensure the program does not have any unintended negative impacts on children, and suggestions for how to take corrective action if this does occur. Beyond simply avoiding child labor, it also provides professionals with opportunities to take proactive action to address existing child labor in agriculture, either by a single agency or in partnership with others. And for youth who are legally old enough to work, the note provides guidance on how they can be safely included in training and employment opportunities. FAO is taking steps to protect children from child labor and agriculture in emergencies. And together with our partners, we hope to step up this action. We're working towards a brighter future for children affected by conflicts and disasters. And we want to see them grow up to be the generation that builds a peaceful and prosperous society where hunger is a thing of the past.
Mr. Meranville, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.